This coming week is National Salvation Army Week. It's important to have this week of recognition for the organization for several reasons. First, it reminds us that the Salvation Army is a 24/7, 365-day operation, as well as presence. Their activity isn't limited to the Christmas season and their annual kettle campaign, which, by the way, last year's campaign raised over $100 million for the organization. It's also important to remember that the need for the many services the Salvation Army provides is a need that exists all throughout the year. And if you're thinking that need has increased due to the current economic times that we're in, you would be correct in that thought. My next guest joins us to discuss those services that the Salvation Army provides, the importance of your financial support, and if you're listening to us in New Jersey, one of the fun and really easy ways that you can give that support. He is Divisional Commander of the New Jersey Salvation Army, Major Brett DeMarco. How are you today, Major?
I'm good, Chris. How are you today?
Good to have you back to keep the organization that does so much for so many in the forefront of people's minds. We have these links at our homepage, but it's salvationarmyusa.org/NJ if you're listening on the stream or podcast to find the organization in your state, salvationarmyusa.org, the starting point. And we're also talking about, as I said, for New Jersey, a really fun, interesting way that is gaining not just attention but needed funding for the Salvation Army here in New Jersey. But what do you think, when it comes to the Salvation Army, Major, that people know the least about, that you hope that the event and doing anything you can change and raise that level of knowledge?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, Chris, because as you say, there are things and that people definitely know us for, and that that list usually includes the Red Kettle at Christmas time and the thrift stores that people visit. I don't think people are fully aware of the kind of the holistic service that we offer in communities and the idea of being creative based on what the community needs are. Like I said, traditional Salvation Army service you're going to find in most places, and that would be, you know, addressing food insecurity and homelessness and things like that. But, you know, there are many communities in New Jersey where the Salvation Army offers ESL, English as a Second Language classes, which is a really unique opportunity. The Salvation Army is, I think, the country's largest provider of free music instruction for children. So we have kids programs that kind of fly under the radar to a degree, unless you're a family that takes advantage of those opportunities. So, you know, I like to say that while we serve in every zip code in the state of New Jersey, but what that specifically looks like is only limited by the imagination of the people running the show in that community and what the community needs. We try to cater our service to what that community specifically needs. So it's going to look a little different in anywhere you go just based on what those needs are. And I think people kind of earmark us for what we are traditionally known for, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Which is living up to the slogan, doing the most good, and doing it for all, by the way. And I think what you just explained helps add another level of respect for the organization. It's not a cookie-cutter operation. You're not given a handbook and say, here's the beginning, the middle, or the end. It's not the organization right. that dictates to the people. It's the needs of the people directing the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, we serve unconditionally. It says right in our mission statement that our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and meet human needs in his name without discrimination. Whoever is in need, we don't ask those questions. We provide the need that's needed in that moment as best we're able to, depending on the community. But you're right. It really can take the mission of the Salvation Army in a community can take the form of the community. And it is one of the beautiful things about us. We are known as kind of an administrative heavy organization, but what people don't know is that their local Salvation Army is given a lot of freedom to address needs in that community that may be specific to that community.
To the tune of 5 million meals, 10,000 nights of shelter, over 100,000 toys to kids and family just the past year alone.
Right.
Given the economic times that we're in, how much heavier has the demand become for the Salvation Army here in New Jersey?
Yeah, it feels like every day there's more people in need, and there's more people at least expressing need to us. And it's an up and down economy. There are multiple reasons for that, which only means that it impacts different people in different ways. And I think, Chris, you and I have talked about this before, but it's interesting to see when people find themselves in a position of need that have never been in that situation before, and they don't know exactly where to go and who is available to meet that need. But people tend to know that the Salvation Army is an organization that helps. You know, Mr. Rogers, that he's kind of lost on a newer generation. But when I was a kid, Mr. Rogers was well known. And he used to say that his mom told him that whenever there was disaster, whenever there was difficulty, look for the helpers. There are always people that are helping. And he used that once to describe the Salvation Army as well. And so I think our reputation has become that we are people that help and that meet need. And even if you don't know where else to go, we hope people know that they can come to the Salvation Army.
Sergeant Major Brett DeMichael, who is Divisional Commander of the New Jersey Salvation Army, on the web salvationarmyusa.org/New Jersey. And if you are elsewhere besides New Jersey, you could find your local organization at salvationarmyusa.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned all the people and the increasing need. Has that made the receiving of help more challenging, where due to more people in need who had previously been the people who were doing the giving?
Yeah, that's interesting, too. You would think that, and that is true to a degree. But what we also find, which is really interesting, and we've seen this in times of economic downturn in our country, is that that's when people become most generous. And even, you know, if someone did an analysis, and they probably have, you would find that a good portion of the people that donate to the Salvation Army are people that at one point or another have been supported by the Salvation Army, have been served by the Salvation Army. And we don't ask for anything in return, but certainly I think people find it in their heart to give. So even those that we support are still willing to support and help us help others as well. It's a really fascinating thing. So the need is always there, and we always accept gifts, you know, thankfully and graciously. At the same time, we're always stunned by how generous people can be. Even people in difficult circumstances have a desire to help their neighbors, and we love seeing that, and we love being a conduit for that.
Well, it's also a testimony to what the organization is all about. It's about community. You bring about, you know, for senior services, seniors who lose a spouse and they feel like they're cast adrift, there's a place where they can go to be with others of their age and even younger. If you can't give financially, I'm sure donation of time at the Salvation Army store, for example, or special events, one of which we'll get to in a moment here. There are so many ways to become a part of the Salvation Army community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love that as well. There, the idea that that it's people helping their neighbors. People come alongside, and we come alongside a community so that we can all work together to improve our neighborhood. I mean, we are a worldwide organization, but at our heart, we are based in communities. We are based in towns and cities, just like your listeners live in. And hopefully that's, you know, something that really draws people to the mission of the Salvation Army as well, that they feel like they're connecting in their community.
Now, I always say, too, that people unnecessarily eliminate themselves from being able to make a difference because they think, you know, they'll hear about this 5-figure donation, 9-figure donation to an organization. They'll go, what difference can I make? But it's those right. $5, $10, $25, and $50 donations that are really the true foundation of what the Salvation Army is able to put to use for the community. And one of those ways is the Running for the Most Good, which is happening this coming week, the 11th through the 17th, where it's sort of a DIY 5K run, I guess would be a good way to explain it.
That's a great way to explain it. I hadn't heard that, but that's exactly what it is. We call it a virtual 5K, which means that, you know, you register and you sign up, and you can find that registration opportunity at SalvationArmyNJ.org, or their website, the national website, then directed to the state one as well that you mentioned earlier, Chris. But, yeah, you do it on your own time in your own place. You know, we joked about, you know, the idea that you could do it on a treadmill. You could do it walking in circles in your living room if you want, if the weather is poor. You know, but if you have a tracker and you can find out what 5K is, You do it whenever you want during Salvation Army Week, but the registration then will support the Salvation Army. And the unique thing about it is it's not necessarily meant to be just a generic support of the Salvation Army in the state, but when you register, there's a drop-down menu, and you can find the local Salvation Army unit that's closest to you, and the benefit of your registration will benefit that local Salvation Army unit. It can be designated to the state as well, but certainly if you live in a community and you're nearby where the Salvation Army is, you can choose that place, that location from the drop-down menu, and it will benefit that local Salvation Army. So, yeah, we're excited about it. It's gotten really good, some traction, and hopefully next week during Salvation Army Week, people will be out there running, walking, crawling, whatever they need to do to get that 5K done, and they'll get their certificate digitally, and they'll just have an opportunity to participate in that way. We're excited about it.
Now, for you listening, here's a great and easy way to mount up that 3.1 miles walking anywhere. Don't look for the closest parking space at the shopping mall or the Walmart. Take the furthest one away. And with the number of times you go to those stores and the shopping malls, you'll nail that 3.1 miles in no time. Maybe just walking your dog will cover that in a couple of days, maybe.
Most likely, people do 5K, they do 5K already. They just aren't aware of it. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, some of those lots could be pretty big. So you find the far spot and take a walk to the front door, and you're part of the way there. That's a great idea.
There you go. Find out more at SalvationArmyNJ.org. If you're listening on the stream, SalvationArmyUSA.org. And for here in New Jersey, I have a direct link to the sign-up page, $25 for basic entry, $50 if you want to do a little extra. You can find more details at that link as well. I'll put it all on the homepage. He is the divisional commander of the New Jersey Salvation Army, Major Brett DeMichael. Major, always a pleasure to promote the work of the Salvation Army and keep the awareness in front of people that you're just more than those red kettles, so much more for every community that you serve. Thanks for being here today.
Chris, you're a great supporter, and I always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.